Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2012 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. Today, I'd like to focus on the advantages of being a commercial realtor member of NAR. First, as a realtor in the commercial real estate arena, you're joined by all realtors in one unified voice for the real estate industry in Washington, also in your state and your local communities. Everyone working in commercial real estate knows that there are at least three key issues that are holding up the commercial sector's recovery. They include bank liquidity, an equity gap, and small business lending. Our combined voice has led the charge on Capitol Hill to introduce legislation aimed at increasing liquidity in the marketplace. One example includes our work with Congressman Scott Garrett from New Jersey and Congressman Carolyn Maloney from New York to introduce legislation that will create a covered bond market that would provide an additional source of capital and improve liquidity for the commercial real estate industry. The legislation has already passed out of committee, and NAR is hard at work getting a vote on the full floor of the House of Representatives. To help cover the equity gap, NAR is supporting legislation to create a mortgage insurance program for commercial real estate assets that would cover the gap faced by many borrowers. To stimulate small business lending, NAR supports raising the credit union business lending from 12.25% to 25% of total assets. We're backing two proposals that would accomplish this. One is from the Obama administration, and the other is legislation introduced by Senator Mark Udall from Colorado and Congressman Ed Royce of California. Now, these are just a few of the bills that NAR is working through the legislative process to help commercial real estate, but there are other bills that NAR is supporting that will help both the commercial and residential real estate markets. For example, the National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, which impacts both commercial and residential real estate, was extended to May 31st because of NAR's strong advocacy efforts, and we are still working to ensure the full five-year reauthorization happens before then. These are just a few of the public policy issues that NAR is working on for commercial practitioners at the federal level. But there is a good amount of work that needs to be done at the state and local levels. As you know, the Realtor Party Initiative was passed to advance and protect real estate interests at every level of government, federal, state, and local. For example, if a commercial board is facing a threat from a local city council about a zoning ordinance or any other issues, your commercial board could apply for a Realtor Party Initiative grant to help you develop, plan, and organize a grassroots advocacy campaign to defeat the proposal. Already, the Realtor Party Initiative has been successful in banning real estate transfer taxes in four states, and commercial real estate stands to benefit in the exact same way when a pressing issue arises that could threaten your business. Commercial real estate practitioners need to reach out to take advantage of these services. We need realtors, including commercial realtors, to become engaged in the political arena across all levels, local and state included. Ask yourself if you might be the right person to make a difference in your community or your state. I look forward to hearing about the many successes that commercial practitioners achieve as a result of taking advantage of the Realtor Party Initiative. The second area of benefits that commercial real estate practitioners receive for their membership dollars is unparalleled networking and educational opportunities, plus world-renowned research. Because NAR is the largest trade association representing the real estate industry, we are able to offer a wide array of networking opportunities for commercial practitioners, from the annual conference to the mid-year legislative meetings. And at each of the meetings, there are specific events for commercial practitioners, like the Commercial Caffeinated Networking Breakfast at the annual conference, as well as numerous forums and committee opportunities. NAR also attracts the leading minds in our industry to speak about the trends and developments that allow our commercial members to develop and build your businesses. There are a number of other opportunities for commercial realtors to ramp up their industry knowledge through NAR. Free monthly webinars specifically aimed at commercial realtors are available on demand on realtor.org. You can also benefit from discounted education opportunities through NAR affiliate organizations. Of course, it's vital that commercial practitioners have the latest data and research about the commercial market so that each and every one of you can make the most informed decisions that may affect your business. One significant research product NA offers is the Commercial Member Profile. It's published every spring and has insights from surveyed members on demographic, economic, and business characteristics of NAR's commercial members. I find this report to be particularly helpful when determining how my business is performing relative to my peers. And whenever I sit down to do my own annual planning, I find the Commercial Real Estate Outlook to be a great resource. I particularly like the sector reports on office, multifamily, retail, industrial, and hospitality. The Commercial Real Estate Market Quarterly Survey is another important research product that provides a great overview of market performance, sales and rental transactions, current economic challenges, and future expectations. Everyone should consult this research report to determine your business for the coming quarter. Remember, realtor membership is a professional distinction in your market or niche, born from higher ethical standards tested every 4 years as a condition of membership. For commercial practitioners, NAR designations highlight your expertise about your commercial real estate specialty, and they're a mark of distinction to your clients and consumers. Commercial designations include Certified Commercial Investment Member, CCIM, Society of Industrial and Office Realtors, SIOR, and Accredited Land Consultant, ALC. Each of these designations further attest to realtors' professional excellence. Finally, I want to take a minute to touch on some of the benefits that commercial practitioners have access to that are free or at a discounted price because you are a member of NAR. Realtors Property Resource, or RPR, is a national property database that catalogs every parcel of property in the United States. This isn't just residential properties. It includes commercial properties as well. This is a powerful tool for practitioners to have access to in-depth information about commercial properties that only members of the National Association of Realtors have access to. This is truly a benefit. It provides our commercial practitioners a leg up on the competition. Check it out. Now, NAR also provides Commercial Source, which is its dedicated commercial website where commercial members can freely search and post properties nationwide. Listings are also featured at commercial.realtor.com. This provides additional exposure by aggregation through an MLS, CMLS, or CIE data feed from your local association or your own profile created at Commercial Source. This is where you can create your own broker profile, tap into industry news on a regional and national basis, and keep up with the conversations on Twitter and the Source blog. NAR also offers a great collection of benefits that commercial members can utilize to help you in your business and your personal life. NAR just signed a deal with Chrysler that offers NAR members $500 off your best negotiated price on selected Chrysler models. We also have a remarkable deal with Lowe's to provide realtors an exclusive, free real estate marketing tool. And as an added benefit, realtors can purchase gift cards at any amount and receive a 5% discount. Don't forget, NAR offers a number of other benefits to our members through partnerships with industry leaders, including DocuSign, FedEx, Dell, HP, Realtors Federal Credit Union, and more. Well, there you have it. NAR offers our commercial practitioners a wide array of services from public policy, networking, research, and many member benefits. All of these benefits for $120 a year. Now, that's the cost of the NAR portion of your dues dollars. If you take advantage of one or two benefits, you will have made up the cost of membership right there. And if you take advantage of all of these benefits, who knows how much you could save. Well, that's all for this commercial podcast. Join me on February 28th for my next podcast. Until then, thanks for listening and keep up the great work.